And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 22nd of November, 2014. It's the feast day of St. Cecilia, the patron saint of musicians. It's the birthday of the writer André Gide, born in Paris, 1869. He met the writer Oscar Wilde on a trip in North Africa. Oscar Wilde, who questioned Gide's sexuality, and that encounter led him to embrace the fact that he was a homosexual. He went on to become one of the first modern writers to openly defend homosexuality in his book Corydon, came out in 1924. André Gide, who said, "Do not do what someone else could do as well as you. Do not say, do not write what someone else could say, could write as well as you. Care for nothing in yourself but what you feel exists nowhere else, and out of yourself create, impatiently or patiently, the most irreplaceable of beings." It's the birthday of the novelist George Eliot, born Marianne Evans in Warwickshire, England, 1819. She grew up near the city of Coventry, became friends with a group of radical intellectuals who debated religion and philosophy. She'd grown up in a conservative religious atmosphere, but she felt freed from it, and she moved to London to write. She fell in love with a married philosopher named George Henry Lewis, who was unable to get a divorce. And so in 1854, he and Marianne Evans moved in together, openly flaunting social conventions of the day. Their male friends would still visit them, but they left their wives at home. Marianne Evans and George Henry Lewis lived together for 24 years until he died. 5 years after she moved in with him, she wrote her first novel, Adam Bede, which was a huge success. She wrote it under the pseudonym George Eliot, and there was speculation as to the identity of the writer. Finally, she admitted that she was, in fact, George Eliot, which caused even more of a stir. She kept writing. She wrote The Mill on the Floss, Silas Marner. Nothing quite matched the success of Adam Bede. She worried about this. She worked at a long, new book, was worried it would never sell. It came out in 1871, Middlemarch. It was a huge success and is considered her masterpiece. And it was about 12:30 p.m. on this day, 1963, President John F. Kennedy was fatally shot riding in a motorcade in Dallas. The Warren Commission published a report concluding that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in shooting the president, a conclusion that less than half of all Americans believe. Don DeLillo wrote in his novel Libra, "What has become unraveled since that afternoon in Dallas is the sense of a coherent reality most of us shared. We seem, from that moment, to have entered a world of randomness and ambiguity." Here's a poem for today by Samuel Taylor Coleridge, The Knight's Tomb. Where is the grave of Sir Arthur O'Kellen? Where may the grave of that good man be? By the side of a spring, on the breast of Helvellyn, under the twigs of a young birch tree. The oak that in summer was sweet to hear, and rustled its leaves in the fall of the year, and whistled and roared in the winter alone, is gone, and the birch in its stead is grown. The knight's bones are dust, and his good sword rust. His soul is with the saints, I trust. Wrote Samuel Taylor Coleridge. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.